Imagine growing up as Chicago royalty. Not the political kind, but the kind where your family name makes grown men tremble. This is Joey Moretti's reality. After years at an Italian boarding school, she returns home as a woman determined to claim her place in the family's criminal empire. There's just one complication. Max DeMarco, her brother's best friend and right-hand man, who she's fantasized about since she was 16. Max carries his own demons. For years, he's believed himself responsible for strangling a woman during an alcohol-fueled blackout. This conviction has kept him emotionally isolated, refusing to share a bed with anyone for more than a few hours. When Joey returns, grown and gorgeous, he's caught between his loyalty to her brothers and a desire so powerful it threatens everything he's built. Their chemistry ignites immediately during training sessions where Max teaches Joey self-defense. He forces himself to maintain eye contact, desperate to hide his attraction, while Joey admits to herself she would gladly drop to her knees for this man, despite being a feminist to the core. The forbidden nature of their connection only intensifies the magnetism between them. Max's identity is built on a devastating lie. He didn't kill Fiona Delgado Salvatore. Moretti did, strangling her when she threatened to expose his human trafficking operation. Max's uncle Vito witnessed everything, recording the murder, but using the footage for blackmail rather than clearing Max's name. This revelation shatters Max's foundation. The man who raised him let him believe he was a killer. The funeral home where he found refuge was where they disposed of Fiona's body. Even his brotherhood with Dante and Lorenzo become suspect. Did they know the truth? Joey was deliberately sheltered from the family's darker business. Her brother sent her to Italy partly to protect her from their father's arrangement with Viktor Pushkin, a predatory Russian mobster. This protection left Joey feeling like a decorative princess rather than a true Moretti. The web of secrets expands when Kristen, Max's unknown half-sister, appears pregnant and in danger. When Joey finds her in Max's apartment, she assumes infidelity before learning the truth, another instance where secrecy nearly destroys their trust. Joey's character shines through her insistence on agency in a world trying to protect her at the cost of her freedom. "This is my fucking life," she declares when her brothers attempt to dictate her choices. Her determination to join the family business represents her claim to her Moretti birthright. When Max tries to push her away for her own good, she challenges him. "Why do you get to tell me what I deserve? I choose my own life, Max." Despite his violent reputation and her brother's objections, she pursues him deliberately. Max also defies his predetermined path. Though believing himself unworthy of happiness, he chooses to trust Joey with his darkest secrets and eventually proposes, something he'd sworn never to do. His declaration, "I want you as my wife," marks his break with his past. These choices bring consequences. When their relationship is discovered, Dante punches Max and declares him dead to me, fracturing their long-standing brotherhood. In the Moretti world, violence isn't just a tool, it's a language. When Max bites off a man's nose during torture, or Joey slices off Viktor Pushkin's ear, these acts communicate power, retribution, and protection more eloquently than words. Violence becomes integrated into Joey and Max's relationship. After they kill Viktor together, Max executing a gruesome Colombian necktie while Joey watches with a satisfied smile, they have sex beside his corpse, representing their complete acceptance of each other's darkest aspects. Even their intimate life incorporates controlled violence. Max's punishment of Joey for failing to check in becomes a spanking that transitions into passionate sex. Pain and pleasure blend into an expression of their unique bond, with boundaries maintained through established safety signals. This integration of violence might disturb outsiders, but within their world, it represents authentic communication. They understand each other uniquely, recognizing that their capacity for brutality coexists with their capacity for tenderness. On the surface, Max appears dominant, physically imposing, experienced, and possessive. Yet beneath this exterior lies a man utterly devoted to Joey's happiness and well-being. Despite her initial inexperience, Joey quickly learns to wield her own power. She deliberately provokes Max and asserts dominance in key moments, like when she handcuffs him to the bed. Her epilogue declaration, "Sweet Max, I am always in control," reveals her understanding that apparent submission often masks deeper power. This dynamic exists alongside Joey's growing professional authority. As she takes control of the casino and doubles profits, she simultaneously embraces a submissive role in her private life. Rather than contradictory, these different expressions of power complement each other. Joey thrives both as a business leader and as someone enjoying intimate submission. By the epilogue, Max explains that Joey's submission isn't weakness, but a reflection of my devotion to her, challenging simplistic understandings of their relationship, which ultimately centers on mutual care rather than control. The Moretti family embodies a classic mafia dynasty, powerful, protective, and patriarchal. After killing their abusive father, Salvatore, Dante and Lorenzo built their empire while sheltering their sister Joey from both the family business and darker paternal truths. Max stands at a crossroads. Orphaned and adopted by the Morettis at 14, he balances gratitude with questions about his origins. Kristen's arrival with messages from his uncle Vito forces Max to examine his true loyalties. The novel explores how chosen family can rival blood relations. When Max and Joey's relationship is discovered, it shatters the brotherhood between Max and the Moretti men, not merely brothers protecting their sister, but men feeling betrayed by someone they trusted with their lives. Resolution comes through crisis. When Max is kidnapped, Dante and Lorenzo set aside their anger to rescue him, proving their bond transcends betrayal. Their wives advocate for Joey's autonomy, helping the brothers recognize when protection becomes control. As Joey and Max build their life together, they confront what legacy they want to create. Both come from families marked by violence, betrayal, and secrets. Their challenge is honoring positive aspects while breaking destructive patterns. Joey transforms the family business with integrity rather than perpetuating her father's exploitation. Max breaks his cycle of isolation by choosing marriage and vulnerability over self-protection. Together, they create a partnership based on complete acceptance of each other's darkest aspects. Their discussions about eventually having children reveal hope, a belief that, despite their violent world, they can create something worth passing on. They agree to enjoy a few years of just us first, showing thoughtful intention. The novel ends with Max declaring, "Every moment with her is heaven," suggesting they've created a haven in each other. Their legacy is this relationship. Proof that people shaped by darkness can find light together when choosing love over fear.